USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As the pandemic has been over for nearly 2 years, a new push for COVID masking is back. Montgomery County, Maryland is requiring all students to wear a mask in school. Former White House COVID advisor Dr. Scott Atlas on Fox News last night says science proves masks don't work.
There is no deadly pandemic present. There hasn't been now for a couple years. Number two, there is no public health emergency. So therefore, there should never be an emergency use authorization for some kind of experimental drug, which we're about to see. And third point, which is more specifically about masks here. Masks do not work, period. That's the science. That's all the data.
It's still unknown what charges Justice Department Special Counsel David Weiss plans to file against Hunter Biden. A planned plea bargain to resolve tax and gun counts facing the 53-year-old fell apart in July when a Delaware judge told both parties to go back to the drawing board. The case is the first time the Justice Department has charged the child of a sitting president. Biden has pleaded not guilty. Based on job performance at the U.S.-Mexico border and years of an open border policy, some lawmakers want to put Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' pay to $1 a year.
House Republicans are proposing an amendment to slash Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' salary to $1, intensifying pressure on him for the southern border migrant crisis. The amendment uses the Holman rule to reduce federal officials' salaries, with Republicans targeting Mayorkas for the crisis, blaming administration policies. This move represents the latest GOP effort concerning the administration's handling of the surging migrant crisis impacting sanctuary cities like New York and Chicago. I'm John Schaefer.
USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrice, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
The Food and Drug Administration is telling Americans to ignore the expiration dates on at-home COVID tests.
Amid a fresh surge in COVID cases in the U.S., the FDA is extending expiration dates for a number of at-home COVID test products. You're encouraged to check the FDA website for brand-specific extensions. Public health authorities say that all viable at-home tests can detect new COVID strains. I'm John Schaefer.
A federal judge has ordered Texas to remove a floating barrier. He says there is no proof that the barrier in the Rio Grande River between Mexico and the U.S. keeps immigrants from reaching our country. Texas officials, on the other hand, say the barrier is 100% effective.
The decision by U.S. District Judge David Ezra marks a legal victory for the Biden administration, but Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has promised to fight the issue all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. In his decision, Judge Ezra wrote, "The state of Texas has not proven the floating barrier's effectiveness at thwarting illegal immigration." Abbott says Texas will appeal Wednesday's ruling. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Long time The Price is Right host Bob Barker died on August 26th. Barker was less than 4 months away from his 100th birthday. The cause of death has been reported. The 99-year-old television icon's death certificate listed his cause of death as Alzheimer's. Lance Pry, USA News.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gang Flings.
Gang Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gang Flings. Seriously good scent. Gang Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.